Blog Talk Radio.
It's on edge radio, that type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat. Today we talking music, y'all. We back once again. It's your boy Tony, Mr. Take That Ass to Utah. And right now we about to get into a couple of hits, and then we're going to get into the interviews, and then we're going to talk music. We're going to talk entrepreneurship. We're just going to talk everything, y'all. Again, this is on edge radio, that type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat.
Yeah, my diamond shining, yeah. I know you see it, yeah. Drip like Fiji, yeah. Drip so it can't wipe me down, might need a squeegee, yeah. Already, baby, fine, yeah. She shine, call her Vivi, yeah. Diamond splash, waterfall, my diamond shining, yeah. I know you see it, yeah. Drip like Fiji, yeah. Drip so it can't wipe me down, might need a squeegee, yeah. Already, baby, fine, yeah. She shine, call her Vivi, yeah. Diamond splash, waterfall, yeah. Go put them guns up, I ain't stressing, just keep shining. Need more gold and I need more diamonds. Step outside and I look like lightning. Expensive aroma, she let me pipe it. See it and I like it, I got off white. Step so clean, what you mean, can't fight it. Should not stop like I broke the faucet. Gucci on the belt, my diamond shining, yeah.
I know you see it, yeah. It's drip like Fiji, yeah. Drip so it can't wipe me down, I need a squeegee, yeah. Already, baby, fine, it's a shine, call it Fiji, yeah. Diamond splash, waterfall, my diamond shining, yeah. You can't see me, I'm John Cena. In the coupe, I move like Batman, Christian Bale, I'm fly. Sell that thing, it's on me, agent zero. Like I'm Gilbert, no arenas. Trying to sell out at arenas. But then I'm still the cleanest. Blowing on the greenest, that's no cappy. Soon as up, real rappy. It's my boat, I'm El Cappy. Patty wrist, no patty. Thing. I knew how steady clapping. Put my power up and smash it. Then no band, no food, I crash. My diamond shiny, yeah. I know you see it, yeah. It's drip like BG, yeah. So it can't wipe me down, I need a squeegee, yeah. Already, baby, fine, she shine, call her Vivi, yeah. Diamond splash, waterfall, my diamond shiny, yeah. I know you see it, yeah. She drip like Fiji, yeah. Drip so it can't wipe me down, I need a squeegee, yeah. My baby, fine, she shine, call her Vivi, yeah. Diamond splash, waterfall, yeah. Spread out to some money, yeah, I'm cashing in. Cash out, put all on my body, and my tea like we do down south. Ain't wasting all these diamonds that I'm saying, close your damn mouth. No smokers, we a blam now. No smokers, we keep damn now. So clean, I step like ShamWow. Can't mute me like no cash cow. These things, we like the gas now. Shouts out my dog from Moscow. The condom was high, no mask now. So fresh like I've been behind the glass wall. Forever and ever, yeah, that's love. Forever and ever, yeah, that's love. My diamond's shining, yeah. I know you see it, yeah. It's drip like BG, yeah. So it can't wipe me down, I need a squeegee, yeah. Already, my baby, fine, yeah. She shine, call her Vivi, yeah. Diamond splash, waterfall, my diamond shiny, yeah. I know you see it, yeah. It drip like Fiji, yeah. Drip so it can't wipe me down, I need a squeegee, yeah. Already, my baby, fine, yeah. She shine, call her Vivi, yeah. Diamond splash, waterfall, yeah.
Like, right there, right there, right there. This is On Edge Radio, the type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat. And today we talking music, y'all. And that was a hit from the one and only Scoop Tarantino with his single Fuji. So let's talk music. Let's talk music right here. Again, On Edge Radio, the type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat. It's been a minute since I've been in the studio, and for various reasons. And one of the reasons I wanted to talk today about was the struggles of the music industry. Like being an independent artist in this world, it's like you ain't really got no job, you ain't doing nothing with yourself. But in all actuality, it's just a world of expression. It's just a world of independence. It's just a world of love. And I feel like anybody should be free of that expression. And I think the money is limitless, you know, to a point where, you know, there's not a limit on the amount of money you can make in any industry you go into. So, you know, if you are an artist out there and you want to talk about your music and you want to talk about your dreams, this is the spot to do it, right here on Edge Radio. And if you're out there listening right now, that dial-in number is 646-668-2574. Again, that is 646-662574. Now, before I even get into the discussion, which is what does it take to be an artist in today's world? What does it take? I'm going to play one more hit just to give y'all a feel of, you know, what we're doing down here in the Ville, the 910. I'm here with the Barn Owl Music Group. We're going to get in with them. We're going to interview them, listen to all of their music, their tracks, and see what they got going on, and we're going to get back at it. But right now, we're going to play one more hit from the Barn Owl Music Group, and we're going to get into the discussion, y'all. This is On Edge Radio, the type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat. Peace.
Some pressure cruising just for pleasure, just to hit the gas. Pop a cent in, hella prophecy when I pass. I got class, see, I'm a smooth operator. Raising the nine dime, a different cloth is how I'm tailored. Seeking favor, you can go on, ask about me. Imitated, often duplicated, still not me. Right shotgun, I got one. I promise you'll be safe with me. Started from jail, got none to lose.
We can go far, got a fat car.
Like the breeze of my city, you coming with me. Right shotgun, I got one, I promise you'll be safe with me.
Trip, I let you pick your destination. Okay, we all overseas, you get that vacation. Okay, be falling like I'm Shaq, all in the paint, yeah, yeah. The way I'm rolling all these backwards, you would think that I get paid, but that's above it. If you like it, then I love it. Hit that spot the way you like it. Hey, you bustin' like a Russian. Call that night-night Robitussin. I can be your medicine, man. Got so much dope to keep you coastin' like you catamaran. Say it's whatever when it come down to your pleasure. Fuck around and change my IG name to Mr. Gittle. the weather. All this pepperoni pepper, Tarantino never lacking. I just sit back, sip that cognac, watch my money stack like magic. Tryna float your boat, just let me be the captain. Ain't got a lot, I know you captivated by this macking. Already won the Oscar, you can quit it with that acting. Come kick it with a savage by this cheese and this cabbage and asparagus and lettuce.
All this shit I kick, you know it's player made. I might have to step it up, I'm talking elevate. Good pun, just another one, it's time to medicate. So high right now, I feel like that took a trip out of space. All this shit I kick, you know it's player made. I might have to step it up, I'm talking elevate. Good pun, just another one, it's time to medicate. So high right now, I feel like I took a trip out of space. All this shit I kick be for the players, man. Pimp tight, yeah, that's how I keep it like I'm MJG. I'm sticking to the code on spacewalking, blowing big size. On cloud nine, that's why I can't see you niggas.
Can't see
up
you roll it,
high.
I ain't smoking.
That's right.
Be careful how you pull it, that you potent. No lie.
You cannot go F on the second unless you got five.
Get your ass in and close the door, hop out to my ride.
You can't even hide the fragrance. The smell is amazing.
Yeah, nigga, I know what you smoking. Smell like Gary Payton.
Nigga, you know I'm a stoner. I be always blazing.
Sometimes I smoke by my lonesome. I'm so used to facing.
Nigga, this that good gas propane 93.
Roll that shit up at the bed like a nigga hit the lottery.
And I can tell just by the bag, this ain't no gas, so don't you lie
these
to me.
These niggas out just selling sweat, don't want no track. My weed be snickle free.
All this shit I kick, you know it's player made. I might have to step it up, I'm talking elevate.
Good pineapple, it's another one, it's time to medicate.
I'm so high right now, I feel like I took a trip out of space. All this shit I kick, you know it's player made. I might have to step it up, I'm talking elevate.
Good pineapple, it's another one, it's time to medicate.
I'm so high right now, I feel like I took a trip out of space.
We back at it, y'all. This is On Edge Radio, that type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat. We talking music today, y'all. And I got in the building with me the Barn Owl Music Group. We got more of the crew coming in, but right now we got Verse to my right. And we're going to talk a little bit of entrepreneurship. We're talking a little bit of music and artistry. So my first question for Verse is, what does it mean to be an artist today?
Being an artist today, I think, is taking a form of more into tapping into your true self. I think that's more embraced now. I think it means just understanding your individuality and pushing that with comfort. It has to be from a place of comfort. That's how it seeps out. So I think creativity, artistry at this time is almost like tapping into like a new renaissance, like the old, the new, and the future's all accepted now. It's just all kind of a rolling stone, but everybody's still tapping into the same waves, thankfully. But I just think it's a more authentic time. Like being authentic, being different, standing for something is all accepted again. So maybe like we backtracking in history to more of a, where the rebel and the revolutionary, I think we're getting back into that time again. So that's where I think artistry is. Everyone doesn't like it, but it's for somebody all the time.
So getting back to ourselves more so. So like, if it's a way that I can put it, because do you feel yourself explaining yourself to the people that you're trying to express yourself to a lot? Like, do you feel like you have to give somebody an explanation of who you are for what you do?
All the time.
And why? Why do you feel like you have to explain yourself?
So I feel like I have to explain myself because, like most people, no one wants to be misunderstood. And I think you have to get to a place where you understand that there is a tribe for you and then there will be everybody else. So you have to really understand the boundaries you have to create and what you will, the type of things you'll accept from whomever you call your tribe. Those that resonate with creativity understand what passion feels like, what it means to have something inside of you that is burning to get out. Like it's a, you can't control it. You think about it. It is literally a rolling stone through your life. So I think it's important to just, like, understand that when you're dealing with somebody who has a gift or who has a purpose they're trying to fulfill, like, it is not in a disregard to their responsibilities, and it doesn't say that as a person they're not fit for society. It's just they see society in a different way, in a different way they can partake in it. It's not always a monetary thing. Sometimes a person's words, their music, their influence is what pushes and helps people thrive. And you just look at how important music is to people in general on a daily basis. So, like, to discredit a creative and chuck them up to just a 9-to-5 or being unimportant or just lazy or any of that, there's a lot of mental work. This is a mental, like, it's an evolving thing, and a gift doesn't stay the same all the time, especially if you're honing it. So, you know, I struggle with people understanding that, you know what I mean? Like, it's a tough road trying to explain it to someone who doesn't get it because,
you can keep flowing, but, yeah. I'm feeding off your energy because it's like everybody has their own understanding on what they want to give to the world.
Right.
So how can you tell and dictate what I give to the world,
right?
What I want to give to the world. Sometimes people want to be a teacher.
Right.
They want to teach and give to the world. People want to be a doctor and use their minds and their intellect to give to the world.
Right.
Or architect wants to give the designs to the world.
Right.
But as we as artists, our music, our words, our craft to give to the world. So, like, you know, how can we, you know, say one's better than the next? You know, me, us being artists. We got Biggie Dash in the building right now. Good fellow of mine, man. Again, let's reiterate something. Edge radio, that type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat. And today we are talking music, and it's Mr. Tony Take Your Ass to Mutar. I'm speaking right now. This is Tuesday, and we're back. We're live in effect right now, and right now we're kicking it with the Barn Owl Music Group. Today is Tuesday, September 6th, and if you have a comment or you want to chime into this, the dialing number is 646-668-2574. Again, that is 646-668-2574. And before we continue on with this interview, I'm going to give you Player Me one more time because I don't think y'all really felt it yet. And I want y'all to hear it again. Here we go.
Take a trip, I let you pick your destination. Okay, we all overseas, you get that vacation. Okay, we falling like I'm Shaq, all in the paint, yeah, yeah. The way I'm rolling all these bags was you. Think that I get paid, but that's above it. If you like it, then I love it. Hit that spot the way you like it. Hey, you bustin' like a Russian. Call that night-night Robitussin. I can be your medicine, man. Got so much dope to keep you coastin' like you catamaran. Say it's whatever when it come down to your pleasure. Fuck around and change my IG name to Mr. Get a wetter. All this pepperoni, pepper, Tarantino never lacking. I just sit back, sip that cognac, watch my money stack like magic. Tryna float your boat, just let me be the captain. Ain't got a lot, I know you captivated by this macking. Already won the Oscar, you can quit it with that acting. Come kick it with a savage by this cheese and this cabbage and asparagus and lettuce.
All this shit I kick, you know it's player made. I might have to step it up, I'm talking elevate. Good pun, post another one, it's time to medicate. Right now, I feel like that took a trip out of space. All this shit I kick, you know it's player made. I might have to step it up, I'm talking elevate. Good plans, what's another one, it's time to medicate. So high right now, I feel like I took a trip out of space. All this shit I kick before the players, man. Pimp tight, yeah, that's how I keep it like I'm MJG. I'm sticking to the code, I'm spacewalking, blowing big zaps. On cloud nine, that's why I can't see you niggas up from this high. I ain't smoking, that's right. Be careful how you pull it, that you potent. No lie, you cannot go in from the second unless you got five. Get your ass in and close the door, hop out to my ride. You can't even hide the fragrance, the smell is amazing. Nigga, I know what you smoking.
smell like Gary Payton. Yeah, you know I'm a stoner, I be always blazing. Sometimes I smoke by my lonesome, I'm so used to facing. Nigga, this that good gas, propane, 93. Roll that shit up at the bed like a nigga hit the lottery. And I can sell just by the bag, this ain't no gas, so don't you lie to me. These niggas out just selling sweat, don't want no trap, my weed be snickle free. All this shit I kick, you know it's player made. I might have to step it up, I'm talking elevate. Good pines with another one, it's time to medicate. I'm so high right now, I feel like I took a trip out of space. All this shit I kick, you know it's player made. I might have to step it up, I'm talking elevate. Good pines with another one, it's time to medicate. I'm so high right now, I feel like I took a trip out of space.
Like lightning, expensive aroma, she let me pipe it. See it and I like it, I got off white. Steph so clean, what you mean, yeah. Can't fight it. Should not stop like I broke the faucet. Use you on the belt, just my wallet.
I know you see it, yeah. It's drip like Fiji, yeah. Drip so it can't wipe me down, my need a squeegee, yeah.
Already,
baby fine, she shine, call her Fiji, yeah. Diamond splash, waterfall, my diamond shiny, yeah.
Can't see me, I'm John Cena. In the coupe, I move like Batman, Christian Bale, I'm flying. Sell that thing, it's on me, H-0. Like I'm Gilbert, no arenas. Trying to sell out at arenas. Till then, I'm still the cleanest. Blowing on the greenest, that's no cappy. Pursuing a separate rappy. It's my boat, I'm El Capitan. Patty wrist, no Paddington. I knew how steady crappy. Put my power up and smash it. Then no band, no food, I crash it. My diamond shiny, yeah. I know you see it, yeah. It drip like BZ, yeah. So it can't wipe me down, I need a squeegee, yeah.
Already,
baby fine, yeah, she shine, call her Vivi, yeah. Diamond splash, waterfall, my diamond shiny, yeah. I know you see it,
yeah.
She drip like Fiji, yeah. Drip so it can't wipe me down, I need a squeegee, yeah. My baby fine, yeah, she shine, call her Vivi, yeah. Diamond splash, waterfall, yeah. Spilled out to some money, yeah, I'm cashing in. Cash out, put all on my body, and my tea like we do down south. Can't wait till all these diamonds have them staying close, your damn mouth. No smoke, just be a flam now. No smoke, just keep you glam now. So clean, I step like ShamWow. Can't mute me like no cash cow. These things be like the gas now. Shouts out my dog from Moscow. Your partner was hiding no mask now. So fresh like I've been behind the glass wall. Forever and ever, yeah, that's love. Forever and ever, yeah, that's love. My diamond shining, yeah. I know you see,
yeah.
It drip like PG, yeah. So it can't wipe me down, my need a squeegee, yeah.
Already.
My baby fine, yeah, she shine, call her Vivi, yeah. Diamond splash, waterfall, my diamond shiny, yeah. I know you see it,
yeah.
She drip like Fiji, yeah.
Drip
so it can't wipe me down, my need a squeegee, yeah.
Already.
My baby fine, yeah, she shine, call her Vivi, yeah.
Drip.
Diamond splash, waterfall, yeah.
Yeah. It's your boy Tony, Mr. Take That Ass to Utah. This is On Edge Radio, the type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat. We talking music now. I want to get it to my man, C. Diddy, my man now, the one that put it all together. For you, man, what's the music industry for you?
Bows any inner thoughts that one might have inside that does not really have avenues to open it up. Music is always a good way to do that. And as far as the industry goes, I see it as mainly a tool for those that want to actually speak and reach people. It can vary for, you know, what people use it for. It always can be, you know, a financial backup, or it can actually be one's main line of financial. But at the same time, that person that is using that art, their artistry to make that money is definitely going to reach people. So, you know, that's how I see it.
So, like, if you was to see somebody on the street and they came up to you and they was like, yo, man, I rap, what would you tell them? Like what would be your words of encouragement? What would be your thoughts towards his life? Like, what would your perspective be when you see a guy on the street saying that they're doing music?
I would first have a question. My first question would be, you rap, but are you passionate about what you're doing? Because in that case, you know, you'd have to definitely be perfecting your craft, because at that point it is a craft of yours. Life is full of a lot of different things that you can do. So when you choose something where you say this is what you do, and with that, like in that statement saying, I rap, this is what you do, I would expect you to have a passion behind what you're doing. So that, like I said, I would lead that conversation with a question, and that will open up many doors to see exactly what the angle is on that person. And, you know, and then if they're serious, if they have the passion, you know, if they can explain to me or express to me how deep their passion is for that, whatever, even if it's not rap, if I can help, I'm going to help. And then that's just me.
That's cool. Now, getting the Diggy Dash, the producer, artist, you know, entrepreneur, a little bit of everything. Like, what's your thoughts on the music industry? Like, do you feel as if it's a career? Do you feel like this is something that should be a hobby? Like, what's your views on the music industry today?
I mean, in my opinion, man, I mean, I honestly just breathe this shit, man. Like, it's just something that I always thought I seen myself doing for a long time. You get what I'm saying? So as far as the industry goes, man, you know, there's so many avenues to play. You get what I'm saying? And I mean, shit, why not play if you got the talent? Or why not indulge in those moments and try to build your fame and try to build your stature up if that's something that you really dedicated to doing? You know, I get the part where it's hard, like, for up-and-coming artists, you know, they need an outlet, too. So I just feel like it's a way to go, man.
So quick sidebar. All right, so why isn't it harder to become a doctor than it is to become an artist? Like, in perspective, I'll put it like this. I was just talking to Verse about it. It's glorified to say that you want to go to medical school.
Yeah.
But it's not glorified to say that you want to go to school to become an artist. Why do you think that is?
I honestly don't know, man. But I honestly, you got to have that passion for whatever it is that you want to do in life. Said it the best, man, you know. Ain't too much I can say on it, because it's already been said. You get what I'm saying? So I really don't know, man. I don't know why it's so hard for other people to do it that way, but I guess it's just the motivation and the hustle that you put behind it is what make it a success, you know?
Hell yeah. So once again, On Edge Radio, the type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat. And I kind of want to get into some artistry. If Verse had a verse for me, that'd do me justice. Just something from the heart, something from the head, something that you wanted to give to the world. It could be something that you spit to the world a million times, but it's something that's key to your heart. Key to your heart. That's what I want to hear right now. The whole thing twice. How about that? You know what I mean? But you know, because here's the thing. When it comes to being an artist, we rush ourselves. And I say that in the sweetest way possible. We look at our art and we downsize ourselves a lot. And I was taught over the course of my career being an artist to slow down because people want to hear what you're saying, or slow down because I didn't catch that, or slow down because I wanted to feel that just a little bit more. But what I tend to do is I try to rush myself off the stage. I try to rush myself out the spotlight because I don't want to take too much of your time. But why not? If you've given the world what you want. And let's put it in this perspective again. When we look at a doctor, we want a doctor to take his time, right? We want a teacher to take their time teaching us what they need to teach us, right? We want the mailman to take their time to make sure they get our mail right, but we don't want to take the time to deliver our message. So it's very important, very important. Take your time. Say what you got to say, but take your time. So think about it. You know what you want to spit?
Nowhere.
I got you. This is the verses, y'all.
Fire me. Write me a symphony that takes an epiphany to my thoughts of keys played by piano hands tainted with holy oil. So every time a key stroke, it strokes the remembrance of a scripture that made the picture I see clear again. And open my eyes that I may hear it when he plays the instrument of my heart. Inspire me and sing me a song. As a matter of fact, sing me a hymn. Remind me that in him, it is him whose him I can touch. In my bloody dress, he's hemmed up with just a touch and some faith, and replace my song with a soul. So when sung in spirit, my song can take hold and fold you in its arms, so I can rest in him. Inspire me and dance for me. Prance for me, or let your feet drop down earthquakes that cracked a new plan for me. For the times my feet got stuck in quicksand, and I let these 2 feet dance and these feet dance for me, a dance of victory. Inspire me and give me a word. Contradictions or guilty pleasures or miracles given in measures of MasterCards, I want a message that connects with, convicts my flesh when my curses seem more pleasurable than my blessings. A death in spirituality when you're feeding me flesh and I consume it, I'm not a cannibal. God gave me animals that I may feed on for nourishment. God gave you word that you may feed me encouragement. Discouragement when my cries for help are measured in tithes and wealth. Inspire me and give me a book. Not one based on your emotions or opinionated notions, but in meditation as you sat patient and waited on God's thoughts. For the fruit of the world come from his wisdom. Let him embellish your pen that it be him who bleeds on the paper. So as I read, what impedes my spirit and sight and ink doesn't leave your hands reddish pink from the blood you can't wash off. Write me truth and inspire me.
Snap it up. That's one for you. The Barn Owl Music Group right here. That's On Edge Radio, that type of radio that's going to keep you on your edge of your seat. We talking music, y'all. We talking artistry. Now, what did that piece mean to you?
So Inspire Me is kind of my struggles, but also there was a time where my mom is a pastor, so I'm what they call a PK. I'm a pastor's kid. So a lot of times, I was going through a time in church where any other form of art outside of, like, just singing in the choir, having a solo was not considered a way to praise God. So Inspire Me was just kind of came off of, like, that restraint, like, that pushback. Like, you can be inspired in various areas. And even if you are inspired me in whatever area it is in, make sure it comes from a place of truth. So even when I speak on the word, specifically sermons, like make sure, you know, I'm just looking at the chaos in the church today. Mm-hmm. And it's just that's just like a direct hit to that. Like, don't feed me your flesh, feed me truth. What does it say? You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of emotions went into that. Like, I was just in a place where I was just feeling ill about the religious aspect of Christianity. It was just, I was saddened, and that comes from a sad place. Mm. So I'm like, I'm not going to cry because
no,
I ain't like that. What I'm saying is,
I ain't like that.
What I'm saying is, people just like a cry out more so. Like, come on, man. Yeah, like if you, whatever your gift is, like when you do it, you do it. Like, do it. Don't worry about what people are saying. Like, if you was given a gift, do it.
And yo, it's crazy that you hit those points like that, because it's like, even when you talk about religion, right, And they say don't do it unless you're doing it for God, right? But it's hypocritical on so many different levels, because just like what we're talking about when it comes to the different industries, we don't look at different industries. Like, even if you want to even talk about being a doctor, are you being a doctor for God? Are you being a teacher for God? You know what I mean? If you're not doing God's work, right, you're not supposed to be doing it. But we turn the cheek to what we want to turn the cheek to. We make exceptions for what we want to make exceptions for, but we don't make exceptions for, you know, ourselves. I mean, I look at religion and life as one, you know? And if we're going to do it, we're going to do it all. And, you know, I don't have any animosity. We're not going to turn this into the religion show. We're not going to do that. But we're doing that. You see what I'm saying? Exactly. Let's talk life then. Let's talk life. Because if God is life, this is everything we do, right? You can't do nothing without it. So don't be biased to it. Don't be biased to it. You know, this life is God, right? So when I speak how I speak from my perspective, I'm speaking from God. I'm speaking from God. And I'm not going to sugarcoat my words. I'm not going to change my words. I'm not going to bend and break my words to make you feel comfortable. Because that's not what life is about, making somebody else feel comfortable. And that's why I appreciate that piece so much. It's coming from a place of vulnerability. And that's where you got to speak from, a place of vulnerability. And that's what the true music is. That's what true love is. That's what true everything is. Think about a relationship. Your true relationships and your true love and your deepest love come from the places of vulnerability, the places of where you felt naked, or the places of where you felt helpless, or from the places you feel the closest with somebody is the shit that you go through. Excuse my French. It's the shit that you go through. The reason why you rock with somebody so long is because of the shit you go through. You know what I mean? And that's real. That's real. Our connection with God is for the stuff that we went through. If God pulled you through something, your connection is going to be a little bit more deeper with him. If he showed himself to you in a different light, it's just going to be different in that perspective. You know what I mean? It's how many times, every knee shall bow. Yeah, that's very true. Every knee shall bow. When I go through something and I feel defeated and I'm bending down on one knee and I'm looking up to God like, please help me, every knee shall bow. I'm at bending knees at that point. Everybody's been there before, but, and you know, I'm not pushing religion on nobody, but that is what it is. I give a little bit.
You do.
Talk about it. So this piece I call life, right? Of the repetition in my life, the metaphor to the repetition of my life. They say that's where your calling is, and the things that you constantly see yourself in or falling in the trap of, and I could see the repetition in my life, but this piece is called Life. It goes like, I can make it more than what you used to. Just tell me how you figure your Sudoku. Yeah, I'm doing numbers to the rules too. And the candidate, there's your proof. It ain't enough, but it's more than what you used to. And it's the key to life. Stack money and be fruitful, only if you feed it right. My hunger, my musical appetite. Tell Adam to ask Eve what the apple's like. I didn't make things easier to bear a child alone, or to submit to a man that is never home. Cause he be working that graveyard shift, and that time you require, he be tired. So you don't like to say shit, just to find another nigga to fuck with, because it makes easier, and that's life. I'm trying to depict that rain on this window pane, but stains remain the same, but just a different name. Let's play a different game. Like I'm trying to picture in this picture frame, but do you feel the strain, or have your feelings changed, or have your thoughts remained the same after knowing what the truth revealed? Imagine wounds that can never heal, blueprints for relations that can never build. Sometimes we try anyway. We so reluctant, we just fucking no protection. Damn, baby, it's due any day. And I ain't felt the job yet. I'm still in college, surviving off a refund check. Huh. See, we just skipped the process. My parents question the logic, but they don't know the thoughts I keep inside. But you don't love me like you say you do. Just enough to keep me high. Remain in silence, replies of another lie. I get my only weakness. Be careful who you sleep with. Allow me to enter your mind. Allow me to render your thoughts, controlling your life. See, yes. How do you vision my art? You giving me light, but painting me dark. All I need is a light and something to spark. You taking me high. I swear I never complied. I never confide in places you hide. Was done in the dark. Will come to the light. Sincerely, dearly beloved, I label you life. Again, that is On Edge Radio, the type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat. We talking music, y'all, and we coming from the heart now. Hopefully, I know we're not losing y'all, because I know y'all feeling every word we saying, because it does not matter what industry you're in, you can relate. You can relate. You can relate. We're going to take another music break, y'all. Let y'all let that sink in. We got some more questions, more discussions, more vibes, more feels, and we're going to be right back at it on Edge Radio, that type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat.
What you saying? You ain't never heard of me. Find me in the city, moving, headed where my people be. Kicking for some laughs in this back to these busy streets. I really hope it's love when you motherfuckers think of me. Puffing on some pressure, cruising just for pleasure, just to hit the gas. 5%, 10%, hella prophecy when I pass. I got class. See, I'm a smooth operator, raising the 9. I'm a different cloth is how I'm tailored, seeking favor. You can go and ask about me. Imitated, up and duplicated, still not me. Right, shot. Gun, I got one, I promise you'll be safe with me. Started from jail, got none to lose.
We can go far, I got a fat car, yeah.
Me, myself, I got none to lose.
We can go far, yeah, I got a fast car.
Started from jail, got none to lose.
We can go far, I got a fast car, yeah.
Roaches like silk to me, cool. Like the breeze of my city, you coming with me. Right, shotgun, I got one. I promise you'll be safe with me.
I'm with it. I knock off your hat and it fit it. These dogs that I'm with, they ain't timid. Got glasses in the cage and stimmy. Fuck All that whooping and playing, these bullets will fire like fish for laying. Two sixes the spot that I'm staying, got killers and drillers and pot and I praying. Big swerve on the top with the cash, they strong like a titan, I'm ready to clash. There's no one above me, I cannot surpass. Can't follow my ranking, I'm more than first class. I'm racking the paper, the money excites me. Stack the digits, they count it precisely. Jumping the guap, love to watch how I double up. I feel good, purple drinking my double cup. I'm in my lane trying to find a way out, while you in the lane trying to find you a route. I do this, it gave me a bigger amount. While you do this, the game, you some famous and clout. My hustle too fixed to go go, bitch, I'm never weary. Have no patience for hope, bitch, I'm in a hurry. Smoke an A for exotic, my pigeon berry. Went for one to be great to be living. Living up some big knots, rubber band, it's about to pop. Can't keep it in the box, cause it's too hard to steal the top. Don't throw this land the name, niggas hate on you, just for fame. That love you think you feeling is only lust for the game. So it's all on me, let it fall on me. Take my humble for a week, till the next start tweet. Cut them off cause I'm too laid back. They talk the part but ain't built like that. They love, they hate when they hate to love. Doesn't formulate the math too fucked up. To get to the top, I'm on a mission to make it. I told you that I want a lot. I came from below, oodles and noodles and bowls. Stocks and pockets full of holes, now I'm Jimmy Gold. Look like an honor made favorite to bowl. Hot chili pepper it, but with you hoes, breath stink, need a peppermint. Ready to get paid, and stack for the hell of it. Knots like a fit, rocks on my wrist, black on my waist. Now your hand in my pit, fuck a hand out. Fuck, help me out, cause when you were drinking, you left me a drought. I'm in my lane trying to find a way out. You in the way trying to find new route. I do this, it gave me a bigger amount. You do this, the gang, you so famous for clout. I do this for a big nod. Hey, got big knots. Whoa, not big knots, big knots. Hey, got big knots. Whoa, big knots, big knots. Hey, got big knots. Whoa, big knots, big knots. Hey, got big knots. Whoa. My gun to your heart, bitch, I'm with it. I knock off your hat, it ain't fit it. These dogs that I'm with, they ain't timid. Got glasses in the cage in the semis. Fuck all that whooping and playing. These bullets will fire like fish filet. Two sticks is the spot that I'm staying. Got killers and drillers and pot and I praying. Big swirl on the top with the cash. They strong like a titan, I'm ready to clash. There's no one above me, I cannot surpass. Can't follow my ranking, I'm more than first class. I'm racking the paper, cause money excites me. Stack the digits, they count it precisely. Dripping the guap, love to watch how I double up. I feel good, purple drinking my double cup.
Exclusive, 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 exclusive on Edge Radio. We're going to have to play that one back. We definitely got to play that back. But right now, we're going to take it to another head.
Take a trip, I let you pick your destination. Okay, we all overseas, you get that vacation. Okay, we falling like I'm Shaq, all in the paint, yeah, yeah. The way I'm rolling on these backwards, you would think that I get paid, but that's above it. If you like it, then I love it. Hit that spot the way you like it. Hey, you busting like a Russian. Call that night-night Robitussin. I can be your medicine, man. Got so much dope to keep.
Big knots, hey, got big knots, whoa. 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 My gun to your heart, bitch, I'm with it. I knock off your hat and it fit it. These dogs that I'm with, they ain't timid. Got glasses in the cage and semis. Fuck all that whooping and playing. These bullets will fire like fish filet. Two sixes the spot that I'm staying. Got killers and drillers and pot and I praying. Big swerve on the top with the cash. They strong like a titan, I'm ready to clash. There's no one above me, I cannot surpass. Can't follow my ranking, I'm more than first class. I'm racking the paper, cause money excites me. Stack the digits, they count it precisely. Jumping the guap, love to watch how I double up. I feel good, purple drinking my double cup. I'm in my lane trying to find a way out. While you in the lane trying to find you a route. I do this, it gave me a bigger amount. While you do this, again, you some famous and clout. My hustle too big to go, bitch, I'm never weary. Have no patience for hope, bitch, I'm in a hurry. Smoke an A for exotic, my pigeon berry. Went for one to be great to be living. Living up some big knots, rubber band, it's about to pop. Can't keep it in the box, cause it's too hard to steal the top. Don't throw this land the name, niggas hate on you, just for fame. That love you think you feeling is only lust for the game. So it's all on me, let it fall on me. Stay by home for a week. Till the next I tweak. Cut them off cause I'm too laid back. They talk the part but ain't built like that. They love to hate when they hate to love. Cause the formulate them at too fucked up. To get to the top, I'm on a mission to make it. I told you that I want a lot. I came from below. Oodles and noodles and bowls. Stocks and pots full of holes. The Andre be gold. Look like an honor made favor to bowl. Hot chili pepper it. Fuck with you hoes. Breath stink need a peppermint. Ready to get paid except for the hell of it. Not like a fit. Rocks on my wrist. Stock on my waist. Now your hand in my face. Fuck a hand out. Fuck help me out. Cause when you were drinking, you left me a drought. I'm in my lane trying to find a way out. You in the way trying to find new route. I do this, it gave me a bigger amount. You do this, it gave you some famous for clout. I do this for big nine. Hey, got big nuts. Whoa, not big nuts, big nuts. Hey, got big nuts. Whoa, big nuts, big nuts. Hey, got big nuts. Whoa, big nuts, big nuts. Hey, got big nuts. Whoa. I can see your heart, bitch, I'm with it. I knock off your hat, it ain't fit it. These dogs that I'm with, they ain't timid. Got Glocks in the cage in the semis. Fuck all that whooping and playing. These bullets will fire like fish filet. 2 6 is the spot that I'm staying. Got killers and drillers and plotting, not praying. Big swirl on the top of the cash. They strong like a titan, I'm ready to clash. There's no one above me, I cannot surpass. Can't follow my ranking, I'm more than first class. I'm racking the paper, cause money excites me. Stack the digits, they count it precisely. Drippin' the guap, love to watch how I double up. I feel good, purple, drinking my double cup.
Yeah, we back at it. It's On Edge Radio, the type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some bangers straight out of the Barn Owl group. Nothing else, nothing more. Come on, we about to represent for the 910. I got another question for my man C Hicks over here, man. How did you get this thing started, like the way that you got it started, man? What was the thought behind it? What was your process? And where are you at right now with it?
It kind of started, well, you know, I have a female friend that raps, and she needed a studio, and it kind of started with that. And I really was just trying to develop a situation. I've tried it a few times, but when people don't take it serious, you know, I kind of back off of it. This is not really my craft. It's a craft that I know other people, a lot of other people that do it. So I wanted to create an opportunity for those people. The first couple of times I tried, it didn't really work out. And this time I ran into a lot more people that was a lot more serious and dedicated and more passionate about the situation. So, and it just came as an accumulative. Everybody got in line with each other and decided to go. So when they press go, I press go. And all I'm about is creating an opportunity. It's, that's not necessarily, like I said before, if I can help, I'm going to help any way that I can help. And that's pretty much how it started. The idea, painted picture, and bringing picture to reality. And here we are.
It's straight rocking. That's how I came a part of the Barn Owl Music Group, man. And I will say I do love these brothers and sisters. As soon as I got here, man, they embraced me with open arms, and it's really been an experience, man. And I had to bring it down here all the way to the Ville, and this became home for me. And that's no cap, 100%. On Edge Radio, that type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat. A question for you, Diggy Dash. What does music look like in the next 5 years for you?
Oh, man.
The next 5 years. That's big boy stuff.
It is big boy stuff, man. It's kind of hard to say, man, because there's just so much going on right now, man. Like, as far as, you know, the Barn Owl Music Group and everybody we have to entertain. So, you know, everybody has their own fan base, and we're just trying to make this shit longevity. Yeah, nah, man, we trying to make this shit longevity for real, man. Next 5 years, man, I see us out here just touring, man, and making our money like we're supposed to, man, and everybody on one accord and getting everything situated as far as these tour dates and videos and just cracking down on this shit, man. Like, that's what I see in the next 5 years.
And that's real key. That's real key to really say. And it's a no matter of fact, let me backtrack a little bit. That's a hard ass question to ask.
5 years is a long time.
5 years is a long time, but it's a short time. True. If you could think back 5 years today and to say where you're at right now, are you happy? Verse. Are you happy with your 5 year span? Think 5 years back. Are you happy with where you are today with your 5 year span?
In regards to my gift.
Period.
No.
Why?
I actually think I'm tapping into the best part of my next 5 year span. I had to kind of go through, I wasn't done going through a process. I'm now out of that process. So now I think I have a better 5 years to look forward to.
That makes sense. Explain that next 5 years.
Next 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay, so next 5 years, I'm going to be nationally known, world-renowned poet, and slam poet with 2 poetry books.
That's big, that's a reach, or is it reachable? What you mean, it's reachable, it's just a question, it's just a question, hide with your words, talk about it, reaching when they talk about their dreams,
they could be reaching, it could just be a dream. So when people ask those type of questions, they say stuff like, you know, in the next 2 years, the next 5 years or whatever, you can even say tomorrow. I can tell you tomorrow I would like to be a millionaire. I would like to be doing such and such, but I can go to sleep and sleep on that at night. Then dream about all kinds of different ways that I could become that. But until I put action to that, it's just a dream. So when somebody asks you, and like you did, that was my 2 cents. Going to happen, or are we just shooting a list of things to do?
Wow.
Okay, well, tell me that then. Talk it then. That's all I wanted to hear. You know, it's the passion I care about.
The passion's there. Okay, let's talk about passion because it's there. Let's not forget, as I came out my process, I knocked out 15 pieces in a week.
Yes, ma'am.
30 in the month. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. When I'm fired up and we gear and I can see where I can be utilized and all of that, I can be a part of it. But my work ethic is there.
Most definitely.
But it sometimes is more there for other people. I'm working on that.
Again. And this is On Edge Radio, that type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat. And we're talking music. And if you dig in the conversation that's happening right now, you can always chime in. And that dialing number is 646-668-2574. Again, that is 646-668-2574. Again, this is On Edge Radio, that type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge in your seat. And we're talking music, entrepreneurship, and we're talking real shit right now. Just real shit right now. Being an artist, being an individual, being an entrepreneur, being real is the question. And briefly mentioned, you know, some of the pedestals you stepped on and came across, but can you really, like, take the time and tell the people where you've been, where you are, and where you're really trying to go? Because I think as artists, and the same thing for you, Diggity Dash, I really want you to explain the roads you've traveled, the places you've been, and really who the fuck you are. Because that's major. It's major. And when I talk to people about the places that I've been, and I will go through mine too, and just to say it and get it out the way, not necessarily get it out the way, to let people know who the fuck you are. And I think we undermine ourselves as artists, and we have to stop doing that, poet of the fucking year. You've been on those stages. You've had those trophies. Why do we talk as if we're not that shit? Talk as if we haven't been there. Take this opportunity, Verse, and talk your shit. Talk your shit.
Where do you start?
I started at heartbreak. Heartbreak brought me back to poetry. Heartbreak taught me my biggest lessons. Heartbreak has been the drive behind my motivation. It all started with heartbreak. I love somebody more than I can ever give love to myself for 12 years. And I made choices. I knew what I had was not mine. And I was given a choice to be with the person I chose or depart from it and thrive. And I chose to be with the person, and I paid for it. And I spent 12 years silent. Unable to speak, unable to write, just in a dead space. And it got to a point where I felt like I was about to experience a spiritual death. And that is when I decided that I wanted to live. And I no longer wanted to fight with my purpose. So once I did that, before I did that, I got confirmation that I was on the right track, because in the midst of that heartbreak, I went to a poetry competition, and they kind of threw me in there, like, this your first Grammy in there. So there was this chick there named Sophie Fly. Shout out to her. She's one of my favorite poets. But I came in third place. She won that slam. I never slammed again after that, and then that was in like November of 2012. April 2013, I entered my first slam, and this specific is the marquee slam. This specific slam was to get on the slam team to go to Southern Fried, which is a major poetry competition worldwide. And I'll never forget it. On the night of that slam, it was the day after my birthday. I was like panicking because I seen Sophie Fly come in. I'm like, yo. I'm like, she's nice. Like, I mean, I'm cool, but she's nice. And so at that moment, I was like everyone's like, no, you're just as good. And I mean, I'm not believing it, but I'm like, all I can do, I felt like Eminem. Like, this is that moment. Give it your all. And I won that slam. That same year, I got to compete on a slam team, and I got Female Poet of the Year. And I did that in months. So the embrace and the there was just a consistent confirmation on this is where you're supposed to be. In that time frame, I chose the latter. 12 years rolled by. I was in a dead, silent, spiritually dead place. He took my voice away, everything. I just couldn't do nothing. I made a choice. I made another choice to leave. And then as of now, I had to go through, I'm still going through what some people call a great awakening. There, everything that I didn't do in time when it was prepared for me, I'm now in a place where it's crunched together and trying to get everything done. So all of the training I should have been getting from 2013 to now, I suppressed. So now I'm in a place where it's awkward because in places where everybody else is tapped in, I haven't. So it's frustrating right now, but I'm finding my way. But I'm not letting people make me do it how they want me to. I'm embracing my process and letting it kind of roll out. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm not at my peak, but I can assure you in 5 years, just keep watching. Just keep watching. But, yeah, that's a little bit of my story, whatever.
Depression. Okay. I want to touch on a few things that you were talking about. It was a choice, right?
Yes.
To be silent.
Yes.
No one made you be silent. Why choose silence?
It was a part of a defense mechanism I created. I decided that the safest place for my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions were inside of me. So that is what I learned to do. I just channel everything inside of me, whatever the feeling was, anger, sadness, hurt, I just channeled it inward. So fast forward, I struggle with communicating my emotions and my feelings. I would rather be silent than to open up and be vulnerable. So that's it. Like, it was necessary in the situation I was in, but trying to tear down those defense mechanisms have been the hardest. So I suppressed myself because I chose the situation. I didn't have to, but I did. And it was meant to diminish my voice because this is what you chose. This is what you do. That's what it became. So, yeah.
Would you say that you placed blame on anything?
No. It's, at a time, I tried to, but that didn't last very long because I've never had to be there. Like, it's not like I'm somebody that doesn't have a strong support system. I have that. It's been a blessing in family and friends. So that's really what kept me alive. I had people that were relentless and let me know, like, we here for you no matter what. And it made that situation difficult because it needed seclusion. But there were always people fighting for me. So, you know.
In the process of telling your story, how often would you be willing to tell your story?
I mean,
or do you wait for the opportunity?
I tend to wait for the opportunity. Okay, I'm terrible with sharing. This is, again, I like privacy. I like seclusion. I don't really like to be an open book for people. I just feel like it's a way to protect myself. But
I just have a quick question on that. As far as
being secluded in a way and not really being open to people, no, it's just a question.
Yes, it's a question.
At the end of the day, I just like, because to me it's a contradiction. Because your words are so, when you do your poetry and when you do touch music, you know, on that level, it's an expression of all those feelings and things you've been through inside. Every adversity comes out inside of that. So I don't really agree with it as far as you being to yourself so much, because through your art, you touch a lot of people.
Yeah, but there's way more to my art than what I expose. Like, there's there's a relatability that I am often not willing to tap into. I don't care to let people know where I've hurt. I feel like that is a dent in my armor. Now I just need something to use against me. So very personalized areas to me are protected by me.
That's what I did.
No,
it's all good. It's all good.
Players messed up. You know what I mean?
You know, I don't know what just happened.
Yeah. It was a disconnect. It was a real quick disconnect.
You know what I mean?
We'll get it back on task. This is a really quick disconnect. You know, sometimes
things hit a little harder than you expect them to hit. You know, that's adversity. Me and Verse just went through a whole sense of adversity. She watched me go through adversity, and I overcame it right quick. Yeah. It's like that. It's always a positive vibe. You got a few laughs out of us at the same time. I don't mind people laughing at my pain. I'm not Kevin Hart, shout out to him, but at the same time, laugh at my pain. That's what we do.
Here we go. On Edge Radio, the type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat. Now, diggity, 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 dash. Like, where you at with things, man? You got to tell them your track record, where you been, where you going, what you doing. Let's go.
All right, man. Look, I go by Diggy Dash. You know, I've been around. I grew up in Savannah, Georgia, of course, born and raised. I started doing music around the sixth grade, you know, I was just getting in tune with the beats and being comfortable with my flow or whatever, man. I was nervous, of course, to put myself out there as a rapper towards beats. So once I got in tune with Fruity Loops or whatever, I started making beats for myself, you know, and I also had the rap thing going for me, so, you know, high school came around, I was more comfortable, and I would do C Lunch and freestyle or whatever, and I got comfortable with that. So I was always known for that at school or whatever. Then I moved to Fayetteville, and I presented my music to a friend of mine, A-Rich, shout out my boy, man. Me and him started doing music together, and we got introduced to this guy named Tay, Big Tay. Shout out to Tay as well. He started this camp called Young Rich. Not sure who familiar with it around the city, but yeah, okay, yeah. But you know, Young Rich Entertainment. I used to do work with them guys. I did a lot of work with Getty, Getty Music, Mr. Westside, of course, his big bro. I also did some work with Spade, Saratoga. Man, I did some work out in Greensboro, of course, with Country Boy Entertainment. Did a little bit out in Atlanta. Went out to Miami, of course. Where I'm at with my music, man, I actually just found another sound for myself. You feel what I'm saying? If anybody know me, I'm known for the Heartbreak Hotel, of course. And my music never really started with heartbreak. The first time I actually figured I was going to do music, man, it was more so couldn't have been no more than 10. And Hurricane Floyd hit Savannah, Georgia. And we was on the highway going to Atlanta. And I remember this shit like it was yesterday, man. Blank Blank came on the radio. And it was some guys out there, man. They had their dunks out or whatever, man, on the highway, man. And this is the first time I ever seen some music move people. You know what I'm saying? And I seen it for myself. And I was like, man, that's what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? And it really touched me to know that was something. I was always into music, but, you know, it got serious for me then. And I started writing the rapper's lyrics, you know, everybody, man, just write it down. I got caught. My mom, you know, my mom wasn't a fan of me cursing at that age, but once she seen what I was doing, man, by the time I was 15, 16, man, my mom, I remember the first time I recorded a track in front of my mom. It was in the kitchen frying some chicken, her and my aunt Tammy and shit, man. So that shit was real, like, it was like a surreal moment for me.
Word.
You know, because my mom, my biggest fan, you get what I'm saying? So that's the realest I could ever say it. Granted, I know there's plenty of people that love my music, man, but I think I just tapped into something that's different and new, and people going to feel, man. They gonna feel it.
Sounds good.
This is it, man. It ain't gonna stop though. You know, I'm always motivated, man. Sometimes I get in my moments where I don't need to be here, and I feel like I need to build my motivation. A lot of times, man, because you know I kind of lose track because I got real life going on. But I think that's for everybody. You know, everybody has to have them real life moments. But
we
taking up. You absolutely right. But shit, but guess what's gonna happen? We finna take over, man. That's how I feel about it, man. I mean, I can't tell you the direction. I don't know where we're going.
We're going.
Well, we're going. But we're fucking going, man. And I mean, following my track record, I really just put it behind me, man, and I'm working with what I got right now in front of me, man, because, you know, I've been through a lot, man, dealing with a lot of people, man, as far as being an engineer and placing myself in an engineer position.
Oh, yeah.
And placing myself in a producer position or being an artist. But it is, man, and then you have to juggle it, man. You got to find a way to juggle it. I can't even tell nobody how I do it.
That is a fast-growing, as far as one person. As far as
being one person, as far as being an engineer / producer / rapper, you know, it can take a toll on you. But at the same time, like the strength within that one person, whether it be a Swiss Beat, a Timberland, you know what I mean? When you're dealing with a Pharrell, the modesty, the humbleness that they have in order to deal with so many different artists. That you're talking about the intellectual level. We're talking about the actual talent level, the knowledge level. You know, it even the emotional. It takes a lot to be able to deal with your own as well as dealing with someone else's whom is pouring their emotion into a song.
Yeah.
Or not even just their emotion, but they're pouring their life into a song that you may not agree with.
But that's
right.
Music is about feeling, man.
That's exactly what it's about, though, man. Music is about feeling, man. And when I feel it, man, I feel it. And this is when you get the greatest shit. You know what I'm saying? I think that's out of any artist, man.
And exactly. Like, and sometimes I feel like I talk people air off about my own personal life, but it is life. You know what I mean? It is life. And just like you, it started at a very young age. It started at third grade with me. And I started singing before I started rapping. And I started singing to the Usher My Way album. You know what I mean? That's I first started singing on that album. And then Eminem dropped his first album. I wrote my first verse to that. Then, hi, kids. Did you want to see what I did? That John, I wrote my first verse to that, man. And then.
Which one? Which John?
Shake your ass.
Word. I mean, it's all the same era. It's all the same era. And then, you know, and then coming up from that, rapping all the way through elementary school, rapping all the way through middle school. I get to high school, and then that's when I started singing Life, you know, for what it was, you know. And then I met with Def Jam. I met with Interscope. I met with Made Entertainment. I did Double XL Magazine. I met with Dice Raw, sat in the studio with them, politic with them. I'm talking about the Root Studio, Sound Gallery. Opened up for Mr. Cheeks, Brand Nubian. I opened up for the Flowers for Flowetry. And it's like, it's to see those stages and see those people in real time and be in front of those Grammys and be in front of those platinum records and gold records. And it's like, you know, you can know whoever you know, but it means nothing if they're not going to extend their arm. It means nothing if they're not going to say, huh, I mean, take you. And let me put you in this realm. But that's on me too. And the reason why I talk to y'all the way that I talk to y'all and the reason why I'm asking y'all these questions is because it's time.
Yeah.
It's time to make it real. It's time to make these networks something happen. Let's make something happen. You know what I mean? We already interview ready. This is On Edge Radio, that type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seats. And we're talking music, y'all. We're talking music, and we will be back. I'm gonna just put it out there. One Tuesday a month for now, because we old people, y'all.
Nah, nigga,
I was waiting for y'all to respond. You know what I'm saying? I was waiting for y'all to respond.
By yourself.
Tuesday,
you
know.
We
just
because y'all not going to sit there and say ain't no doctor old,
right.
Ain't no teacher old, so don't call me old.
We're not doing
that. You know what I mean?
Right now.
I got grades, so the fuck what? I got grades, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, yeah, we're definitely going to get it, y'all. If you are a prospective artist and you're out there and you want to get your music showcased on the radio show, I'm probably not going to hit you back. No, I'm joking. No, no, look. Hit me. My email is d.grahan.inc@gmail.com, or you can hit me up at optimisticvision@yahoo.com. Send your music there. I'll get to it, and I'll get it played. But if I play your music, I need you to call in. I need you to call in and talk about your piece because it is your art. I cannot represent your art better than you can. But what I would like is this should be a melting pot for all the entrepreneurs. And you know what I mean? And we get celebrities here on the weekly basis. This we got one on the way right now. Let's go. Let's go. As we speak. So look. We can keep this shit going for another one. We gotta keep it going.
We gonna play.
You know what? We gonna have to take this one from the top. But look. We wanna take this opportunity to keep this rhetoric going. We are all industry bound artists. We are world-renowned poets. We are world-renowned artists. We have industry-quality managers and execs on board. And this is the Barn Owl Music Group right out of the Ville. You know what I mean? We're going to get it. And if you are listening right now and you want to chime in and you want to talk to us too and you're listening, that dial-in number is 646-668-2574. Again, that is 646-668-2574. And right now we're waiting for one more artist to show up. And we're talking about North Carolina's own world renowned. Already got hits on the street. We're going to go to this little music break. We're going to take it from the top. Let's go.
My people be kicking for some laughs in this back to these busy streets. I really hope it's love when you motherfuckers think of me. Puffing on some pressure, cruising just for pleasure, just to hit the gas. 5%, 10%, hella prophecy when I pass. I got class. See, I'm a smooth operator, raising the 9. I'm a different cloth is how I'm tailored, seeking favor. You can go and ask about me. Imitated, often duplicated, still not me. Riding shotgun, I got one. I promise you'll be safe with me. Roaches like silk to me, cool. Like the breeze of my city, you coming with me. Right shotgun, I got one. I promise you'll be safe with me.
I got a fast car, yeah. Me, myself, I got nothing.
so we can go far. Yeah, I got a fast car. Got it from zero, got nothing to lose. We can go far. I got a fast car. Me, myself, I got nothing to lose. We can go far. Yeah, I got a fast car.
Diamond shining, yeah. I know you see it, yeah. Drip like Fiji, yeah. Drip so it can't wipe me down. Might need a squeegee, yeah. Already, baby, fine. She shine, call her Vivi, yeah. Diamond splash, yeah. Waterfall, my diamond shining, yeah. I know you see it, yeah. Drip like Fiji, yeah. Drip so it can't wipe me down. Might need a squeegee, yeah. Already, baby, fine. She shine, call her Vivi, yeah. Diamond splash, yeah. Waterfall, yeah. Feeling like I'm Nestle Goldie. $1,000 shoes up on my feet. See, I'm stepping on my city on the come up. No, we still run up, get done up. Ain't no extra man, no one up. Guys, let them boys go put them guns up. I ain't stressing, just keep shining. Need more gold and need more diamonds. Step outside and I look like lightning. Expensive aroma, she let me pipe it. See it and I like it, I got off white. Step so clean, what you mean, can't fight it. Should not stop like a broke the faucet. Gucci on the belt, my diamond my wallet. I know you see it, yeah. It's drip like Fiji, yeah. So it can't wipe me down, might need a squeegee, yeah. Already, baby, fine, it's just how I call a Vivi, yeah. Diamond splash, waterfall, my diamond shining, yeah. I know you see it, yeah. She drip like Fiji, yeah. Drip so it can't wipe me down, might need a squeegee, yeah. Already, baby, fine, it's just how I call a Vivi, yeah. Diamond splash, waterfall, yeah. 2.0 drip Aquafina. You can't see me, I'm John Cena. In the coupe, I move like Batman, Christian Bale, I'm flying. Thing is on me, agent zero, like I'm Gilbert, no arenas, trying to sell out at arenas, yeah. So then I'm still the cleanest, blowing on the greenest, that's no capping, keep the soonest, up real rappy, it's my boat, I'm your captain, caddy wrist, no padding, thing. I knew how steady clapping, put my power up and smash it, then no band, no could I crash, my diamond shining, yeah, I know you see it, yeah, drip like BG, yeah, drip so it can't wipe me down, my knees. So it can't wipe me down, my need a squeegee, yeah. My baby crying, she shine, call her Vivi, yeah. Diamond splash, waterfalls, yeah. Spilled out to some money, yeah, I'm cashing in, cash out. Put all on my body and my tea like we do down south. Ain't wasting all these diamonds that I'm staying, close your damn mouth. No smokers, we a blam now. No smokers, we keep glam now. So clean, I step like ShamWow. Can't do me like no cash cow. Like the gas now, shouts out my dog from Moscow. The kind of was hot, no mask now. So fresh like I've been behind the glass wall. Forever and ever, yeah, that's love. Drip forever and ever, yeah, that's love. My diamond shining, yeah. I know you see it, yeah. It's drip like Fiji, yeah. Drip so it can't wipe me down. Might need a squeegee, yeah. Already, baby, fine. It's just shine, call her Vivi, yeah. Diamond splash, waterfall, my diamond shining, yeah. I know you see it, yeah. It's drip like Fiji.
You're blind?
Yeah.
Big swerve.
You better have insurance, big swerve.
You gotta have insurance.
Air whooping insurance. Favorite
knot.
Big knot. Hey, got big knot. Whoa. Big knot. Hey, got big knot. Whoa. Big knot. Hey, got big knot. Whoa. Got big knot. Hey, got big knot. Whoa. My gun to your heart, bitch, I'm with it. I knock off your hat and it fit it. These dogs that I'm with, they ain't timid. Got glasses in the cage and semi. Fuck all that whooping and playing. These bullets will fire like fish for laying. Two sticks is the spot that I'm staying. Got killers and drillers and plotting, not praying. Big swerve on the top with the cash. They strong like a titan, I'm ready to clash. There's no one above me, I can't out the past. Can't follow my ranking, I'm more than first class. I'm racking the paper, cause money excites me. Stack of digits, they counting precisely. Jumping the guap, love to watch how I double up. I feel good, purple, drinking my double cup. I'm in my lane trying to find a way out. While you in the lane trying to find you a route. I do this, it gave me a bigger amount. While you do this, it gave you some fame and some clout. My hustle too fixed to go go, bitch, I'm never weary. Have no patience for hope, bitch, I'm in a hurry. Smoke an A for exotic, my vision buried. Went for wanna be great to be living up some big knots. Rubber band is about to pop.
Can't keep it in the box, cause it's too hard to sell the top. Don't throw and slam the name, niggas hate on you just for fame. That love you think you feeling is only lust for the game. So fall on me, let it fall on me. Take my humble for a week, till the niggas start tweet. Cut them off cause I'm too laid back. They pop the part but ain't built like that. They love, they hate when they hate the love. Doesn't formulate them at too fucked up. To get to the top, I'm on a mission to make it. I told you that I want a lot. I came from below, oodles and noodles and bowls. Stock the pockets full of holes, the Andre be gold. Look like an honor made favorite to bowl. Hot chili pepper it, fuck with you hoes. Breast ain't need a peppermint. Ready get paid, it's set for the hell of it. Not like a fit, rocks on my wrist, lock on my waist. Now your head in my face, fuck a hand out. Fuck, help me out, cause when you were drinking, you left me a drought. I'm in my lane trying to find a way out. You in the way trying to find new route. I do this, it gave me a bigger amount. You do this, it gave you some famous to clout. I do this for a big nod. Hey, got big knots, whoa, big knots, hey, got big knots, whoa, big knots, hey, got big knots, whoa, got big knots, hey, got big knots, whoa, my gun to your heart, bitch, I'm with it, I knock off your hat, it ain't fit it, these dogs that I'm with, they ain't timid, got glasses in the cage in the semis, fuck all that whooping and playing, these bullets will fry you like fish filet them. Six is the spot that I'm staying. Got killers and drillers and potting, I praying. Big swerve on the top with the cash. They strong like a titan, I'm ready to clash. There's no one above me, I care not to pass. Can't follow my ranking, I'm more than red class. I'm racking the paper, cause money incites me. Stack the digits, they count it precisely. Drippin' the guap, love to watch how I double up. I feel good, purple drinking my double cup.
Trip, I let you pick your destination. Okay, we all overseas, you get that vacation. Okay, we falling like I'm Shaq, all in the paint, yeah, yeah. The way I'm rolling on these backwards, you would think that I get paid, but that's above it. If you like it, then I love it. Hit that spot the way you like it. Hey, you bustin' like a Russian. Call that night-night Robitussin. I can be your medicine, man. Got so much dope to keep you coastin' like you catamaran. Say it's whatever when it come down to your pleasure. Fuck around and change my IG name to Mr. Gil. All this pepperoni, pepper, Tarantino never lacking. I just sit back, sip that cognac, watch my money stack like magic. Tryna float your boat, just let me be the captain. Ain't got a lot, I know you captivated by this macking. Already won the Oscar, you can quit it with that acting. Come kick it with a savage by this cheese and this cabbage and asparagus and lettuce.
All this shit I kick, you know it's player made. I might have to step it up, I'm talking elevate. Good pun, plus another one, it's time to medicate. Right now, I feel like I took a trip out of space. All this shit I kick, you know it's player made. I might have to step it up, I'm talking elevate. Good plans, what's another one, it's time to medicate. So high right now, I feel like I took a trip out of space. All this shit I kick before the players made. Pimp tight, yeah, that's how I keep it like I'm MJ. G, I'm sticking to the code, I'm spacewalking, blowing big size. On cloud nine, that's why I can't see you niggas up from this high. I ain't smoking. That's right. Be careful how you pull it, that you potent. No lie. You cannot go in from the second unless you got five. Get your ass in and close the door, I box in my ride. You can't even hide the fragrance, the smell is amazing. Nigga, I know what you smoking, smell like Gary Payton. Nigga, you know I'm a stoner, I be always blazing. Sometimes I smoke by my lonesome, I'm so used to facing. Nigga, this that good gas, propane, 93. Roll that shit up at the bed like a nigga hit the light. And I can sell just by the bag, this ain't no gas, so don't you lie to me. These niggas out just selling sweat, don't want no trap, my weed be snickle free. All this shit I kick, you know it's player made. I might have to step it up, I'm talking elevate. Good plans, what's another one, it's time to medicate. I'm so high right now, I feel like I took a trip out of space. All this shit I kick, you know it's player made. I might have to step it up, I'm talking elevate. Good plans, what's another one, it's time to medicate. I'm so high right now, I feel like I took a trip out of space.
what you're saying. You ain't never heard of me. Find me in the city, moving, headed where my people be. Kick it for some laughs and it's back to these busy streets. I really hope it's love when you motherfuckers think of me. Puffing on some pressure, cruising just for pleasure, just to hit the gas. I percent hella prophecy when I pass. I got class. See, I'm a smooth operator. Raising the nine dime, a different cloth is how I'm tailored, seeking favor. You can go on, ask about me. Imitated, up and duplicated, still not me. Right, shotgun, I got one. I promise you'll be safe with me. Started from jail, got none to lose.
We can go far, got a fat car.
Me, myself, I got nothing to lose.
We can go far, yeah, I got a fast car.
Started from jail, got none to lose.
We can go far, I got a fast car.
Yes, 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 yes. We right back at it, man. We had enough of that music break, and hopefully y'all got y'all grooves in, got y'all mood in, and now y'all about to, you know, call it a night, I guess, for us old folks. You know what I mean? I'm going to claim it. I'm going to claim it. I got a bedtime. I ain't ashamed of it, man. I ain't afraid of a nap now. I ain't afraid of a nap. But this is On Edge Radio, that type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat. And today we talk music, entrepreneurship. We talk real talk. We talk religion. We talk specific. We talk a bunch. You know what I mean? And I want to leave you guys with that. Also, I want to know what you got from the day, man. What did you get from the day, Verse?
What I got for the day is stop playing with yourself. If you don't play the humble game point, where it is actually backfiring. It's okay to have confidence back behind your purpose, and don't associate it so heavily with arrogance. So what I learned is to kind of get out of the humble range and be okay with accepting that I am dope. That's what it is. No one's better than me, I don't think.
That's a great statement. That's a great statement. Being comfortable being you, that great person, that phenomenal person, that poet of the year, you're always that. That's one thing that you have to realize, that you always that. You always been that. Can't nobody take that from you. That's a lifetime goal. They ain't no you poet of the year this year, but what about next year? No, you always that, and you can always be that because you got what it takes to get there again and again and again. Look at Serena Williams at 40 years old at the U.S. Open, kicking it. It was a struggle, you know, by far, a struggle, but she still showed up, showed out, gave her all as if she was 21. You know what I mean? And that's what it's all about. It's about showing up. So when that microphone hits you and you on that stage, you got one job.
It's different on the stage, though. Like, on the stage.
Is it?
Yes, and on the stage, let me tell you, it is, like, it got to come from, like, I get that y'all are posing y'all questions, but.
What are you talking about?
The stage is different. Like when the mic is in my hand and I'm on the stage, it's a different person. I feel like Verse has arrived. That is how I feel on the stage. It's all out. You're going to feel this, like, because it just feels different. It feels different. But when I'm in these like closed in spaces and there's a concentration on what's expected of me, it gets intimidating. More than anything, it's more of an intimidation game. And again,
quick question for you: why isn't this your best stage?
This right here, or whenever
a better perspective for you. So this right here is Blog Talk Radio, right? But we launch on iHeart Radio. We reach over 100,000 people at a time. So if I told you that before we even started this interview, you would have looked at it different. This is iHeartRadio. On Edge Radio, it's It's undermined. It's undermined radio. We interview people like Isaiah Washington, Afion Crockett, Gary Owens. We had Eddie Griffin on twice, Tommy Davidson. We had one of our biggest interviews is with the great Sherry Shepherd, who just took over Wendy Williams' show. Like, we get big names on this network, right? So to put that in perspective, if I was to give you this microphone again, and I would have you talk again, it's a little different. Because I want to tell you this, like, anytime you grab a microphone, anytime you open your mouth to the world, forget what everybody else has to think or say about you versus you're that shit. Period. So what do you got to say to the people?
Your closing statement.
What if I told you I gave up on God's power? Sour in misery, fruit once flavored with his glory, now lay bitter at the bottom of the refrigerator. It's a cold world. Spoiled, no longer able to revive, dry bones, calcium deficiency, or lack of sufficiency. Either way, I was withering away, caught up in the nasty mold of society. I aspire to be a product of a world that doesn't even know my name. I was ashamed to say I had power and purpose. I was afraid to be different. I wanted to fit in. Did everything I could just to get in a cool kid. Yeah, a popular school kid. Trying to live as an adolescent, but every time he'd add a lesson, I found myself a few inches taller than yesterday. I'm not a kid anymore. This isn't a playground for kids anymore. It's God's business. He's not kidding anymore. No more spoon feedings, Dr. Seuss readings, or nightlights when the shadows become your reality. Fallacy in believing you can serve God and flesh, serving truth and spirit. So when he speaks, you hear it. Don't fear the pain. There's a gain in your circumstances. Don't be ashamed. There's a gain in second chances. Don't miss your opportunity at the free throw line. Let God coach and carry you to the point. Guard your mind, and he'll guard your heart. Your steps may be small. Move forward. Don't wade in the water or sweat the technique. When the heat his word and protect your center, oh, kneel and pray to block the arrows the devil shoots your way. Three out and two in should be your motion defense. The blessed trinity you in the word, not a battle you can't win. Bear fruits that bring life, and with your crown like your ring, if you know what I know, you're the product of a championship team.
That's On Edge Radio, that type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat. And we're talking music, entrepreneurship. We're talking individuality. We're talking art, being an artist. We're talking being on the street. We're talking about being your individual. This is On Edge Radio, that type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat. Diggy Dash, you got any last statements for the people? Now recognize the realness. Next, recognize the realest. Diggy, you've been places, bro. You've been places. Tell them where you going, man.
Yeah, man. To the Tinny. Yeah, that's to the top, nigga. For real. Like, for real. Nah, man, for real. We going to the top, man. I mean, I don't see nothing stopping them, man. I don't see nothing in our way. Everybody got that same vision, man. So y'all just keep an eye out, man. Y'all just keep watching. This shit gonna get treacherous, bro.
You got something off the top?
Huh? Off the chimney? Oh man. Oh man. This is God in front of your face, nigga. Oh man.
Get loose.
Oh man. They wanna dig you out the tip. Now. Okay. Puffing on the puck while I'm up in this interview. Niggas really hated and they really ridiculed. Say that I was pitiful. If a nigga try to play me, I'm a popsicle dude. That's just as factual. And I've been about my motherfucking paper. What you asking for? Every flow I get, I attack them folks. Yeah. That's off the top. And I'm going to keep it there.
Yes, sir. Again, On Edge Radio, the type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of the seat. And I'm going to give you guys a breather, and I'm going to chime in every last Tuesday of the month. We're going to have celebrity interviews, you know, calling in and giving them your spills. Like, look, we don't know who we're going to have in the building. We're trying to get some major names in here, guys, man. And
I guess I could just leave you with this. Dry ink on the lines of a composition. Intuition leads suspicion. Got my fingers twitching. As my hand hits the pen, call it finger licking. See, these letters are only words. Don't know why I'm tripping. And I'm a semi-automatic and my trigger slipping. And my lips are about to let off. Mentally blow your head off. 80 cal, the sin stroke, the rest is out the window. I'm piecing you with similes and ducking with innuendos. I'm indirectly controlling you through your air hole. Control your octaves when expressing the fallacies of your lifestyle. I need protection because I bust quick. And ain't no need to get hostile. I'm lyrically filling these pages with imagery. Pouring my heart on paper. Scarred with ink, no eraser to change the past. So I'm flowing through pages. My thoughts to seize the margins. I'm out of ink. My penis stalling. Mean what you say, cause your words are only paper thick. Flutter with lies, take a pencil and erase your shit. Flush your thoughts down the drain after I take a piss. And I never stop flowing, I just let it drip. Like Tony, you a fucking trip. Around the world and I'm back like I never left. With a flow that went out with the leather vest. Original with minerals that have seized the rest. I put your seed to rest. Mine stay to Smith and West. Strictly business, some paper in the office desk. Season cleaning and my desk is a fucking mess. Filled with papers of lies that you niggas left. The game started to rear right, so I took a left to this notebook to ease my stress. This is On Edge Radio, the type of radio that's gonna keep you on the edge of your seat. Tune in, y'all.